everyone. My name is Karima Martinez.
And I'm Lisania Rodriguez.
And welcome back to the Red Code News Podcast.
Today we will be discussing two high school students with different perspectives when it comes to balancing school, work, and extracurriculars.
So Lisania, can you introduce yourself and tell us about your current job and the hours you work?
So right now I am working at a fast food and I mostly work after school and I do try to work on weekends, but most of the time it's after school. Yeah, and
how do you manage your time between school, homework, and your job?
It is a little difficult to manage, but honestly, it's all just about knowing when to do the correct stuff. Like, I try to do as much schoolwork as I can on the days I do have off or whenever I have time during school, and I try not to waste time because, well, time is very important. So I just try to do stuff the day that I can and not leave everything towards the end. Yeah.
What motivated you to start working while still in school?
I was working during the summer. I started working in the summer, and then when I started school, I thought I was going to stop working. But honestly, just because school has taught me to manage my time better and not just waste my time like I used to before, that honestly keeps me going. And also because I would like to save up money to buy myself stuff in the future or to pay for my college in the future.
How has your job affected your academic performance and study habits?
It's definitely decreased my time and, you know, what I focus on. And it hasn't really affected my academic performance because I think that either way I would do how I do if I didn't have a job, so might as well have a job. My study habits have definitely changed because before I used to just get home after school and not do much and maybe like take a little nap here and there and not do anything, which would lead me to either way turn in stuff late. But having a job has taught me to manage my time better and to actually get stuff done instead of just wasting my time on useless things.
What skills or experiences have you gained from your job that you find valuable or transferable to other areas of your life?
I've learned how to be patient and, like I said, manage my time better. Sometimes I think life is about being patient and, like, being patient with time and stuff, and dealing with customers can be really difficult. I've learned to talk to people and to, you know, I've learned to have customer service because sometimes you do have to deal with people that aren't really aware of how stuff works in fast food and don't really understand. So you also have to learn how to be understanding with those people. Even though they can't seem to be understanding with you, you have to be understanding with them and just being patient overall. That's what I thought.
What are the biggest challenges you face in balancing work and school, and how have you overcome them?
At first, I used to struggle a lot when it came to managing my time because I didn't know how, and I used to just get stress overload, and it was really difficult. But now I am slowly learning how to manage my time better and how to deal with stress.
What do you find most rewarding about your job?
The friends I've made. I really like working with the people I work with, and I work with mostly older people, and I'm one of the youngest ones there, if not the youngest. And so I definitely find rewarding getting to meet new people, especially older people that are able to teach me lessons that I don't think I would have learned any other place.
Who has been your main source of support as you manage both work and school commitments?
My parents, especially my mother. She supported me and whatever I need, like, she does it for me. Like, I know sometimes I do like to leave school early or like I just need a break, and she allows me to have that break and just, yeah. So my mother, definitely.
Do you see yourself continuing to work while pursuing higher education? And if so, how do you plan to manage that?
I do definitely see myself working simply because I want to pay for my college and I don't want to depend on my parents as much because I would like to do that myself. So yeah, I definitely do plan on working. Not as much, but I would definitely like to work.
What advice would you give to other students who are considering working part-time jobs while in school?
Honestly, I would say not to work too much because I do think that working young has affected me in some ways, but it's not as bad as many people thought. But if you don't have a necessity to work, don't work. Like, enjoy your high school years. Enjoy that spare time that you have.
Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience, especially students who may be in a similar situation?
Just like manage your time better and like don't stress too much, or and if you do stress, find ways to cope with it, however you may cope with it, because many people cope with stuff like that, and I definitely don't cope the same way with my work as many others do. Many can find it stressful, but I find it like work has helped me a lot, like to keep me distracted and manage my time, and I really like the experiences I have with people and getting to meet new people. So yeah, that's my advice. Okay, can you tell us a bit about yourself and the extracurricular activities you're involved in?
I am a junior and I'm involved in several organizations. For example, I am the vice president for the student council. I am an NHS member, the treasurer for Mova Data, and a member of the UAL journalism team.
Okay, how do you manage your time between academics and extracurricular activities?
I guess I just prioritize one thing at or one extracurricular at a time. For example, if I have a meeting one day, I prioritize on the meeting, and then after that, I focus on my other extracurriculars.
Okay. Can you share some time management tips that have worked for you?
I have three planners, and when I have one planner at home, I have one, like, well, it's kind of like a journal, and then another planner which I use, and I write down when my assignments are due, meetings, events, and all that stuff, so it keeps me on track and helps me focus.
Okay, what drives your involvement in these extracurricular activities?
I think just socializing with people or getting to know more people and just be more outgoing.
What are some of the biggest challenges you faced while having to balance academics and extracurriculars, and how did you overcome them?
Some of the biggest challenges I faced would be at the beginning of my high school experience, when I didn't know what time management was or how to do it. So it was a bit difficult balancing all my classes and my extracurriculars.
What are the most rewarding aspects of your extracurricular involvement?
It's, for me, extracurriculars are more like something that relaxes me. Like I'm helping people or doing something, and like it helps me release stress. So yeah, I get to help people and feel good about it.
Okay, who has been your biggest support system through your journey as a busy student, and how have they helped manage your commitments?
My teachers and my mom, because my teachers understand that I'm involved in several extracurriculars, and sometimes I just need some time to be alone and do my work, so they allow me to go to the library or to a closed room where I can focus on myself. And my mom, she's the one who takes me to all the events, all the yo-yo meets, all the events for my other curriculars, extracurriculars.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're vice president in student council. What have you learned from that experience?
I've learned how to be a leader, and although I'm the vice president, I work really close with the president in order to help the school and help like represent the student voice.
Okay. How have your extracurriculars activities contributed to your personal and professional growth?
My personal growth, I used to be very shy and an introvert, but joining these extracurriculars have helped me socialize more, be more outgoing, and in my personal growth, it has helped me also be outgoing, which helps me, like, how do I explain it? Like, it helps me, I guess both professional and personal, it's the same for me, because
you're not able to talk to people?
Yeah, I wasn't able to talk to people, and now I can go up to people without a problem, or, like, ask my teachers for stuff or for help.
Okay, what advice would you give to students who want to get involved in extracurricular activities but are worried about time constraints?
I guess try them out, and then if they're not for you or you feel too pressured, you can like minimize how many extracurriculars you have, or you can leave them if it's too heavy for you.
Okay, how do you envision your involvement in extracurriculars evolving as you move forward in your academic journey and career?
I guess the qualities that I've gained from my extracurriculars are gonna help me work-wise and also school-wise, because I'm not the same person I was before, and as the new person I am, I think I'm a better person.
So overall, whether you're dealing with either work or extracurriculars, here are some tips and tricks to, you know, help be better. Yeah.
Getting a planner, it works for both extracurriculars, school, well, for everything, I guess. It helps you keep organized and maintain focus on important tasks.
Just manage your time well, and at the end of the day, just do what's best for you, even if you want. Like I said, whether it's either work or extracurriculars, both are workloads. They both can be difficult if not managed well. So yeah, just do what's best for you and your mental well-being. And that's a wrap for this episode of Red Gold News.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you have fun listening to this episode.
This was
Karime Martinez
and Lisana Rodriguez.
Until next time.